We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi, featuring special guest and forensic scientist Dan Crane.
Let me ask you about the misconduct here, and like what you were saying earlier of, okay, you know, there's this little thing over here, they're going to see it on the graph, and we know it's not a big deal. It at the end of the day, my results are solid. At least that's what they're thinking. Are they, though? I mean, does this ultimately change the results of the work? Could this get someone wrongfully convicted? Could this let someone free who shouldn't be free? What are the true results of what could happen by this sort of misconduct?
Based on my experience, I would say it is very much less likely that somebody would be free that shouldn't be free.
Okay.
And somebody would be wrongfully convicted that shouldn't have been convicted. That doesn't seem to be the way that these sorts of misconducts play out. They don't work in favor of defendants as a rule.
Sure.
There may be some sort of ironic circumstance where it actually did work to a defendant's advantage during the original trial, but that's pretty unlikely. That's probably not. That probably wasn't what Missy Woods had in mind mm-hmm. when she was like what she was doing. I don't think that you might not know, Tony. I actually have encountered Missy Woods in court.
Oh, really?
I've testified a number of times in Colorado, and some, I don't know, at least for the issues that I worry about, some important cases where precedents were being set, and she was often in court, and occasionally I think even testified as an opposing witness to me.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, what's going to happen with these 652 cases is there is now a very good chance that, at the very least, the evidence in those cases is going to be reevaluated very carefully. And it may well be that courts find that the DNA test results should no longer be considered to be reliable. And then an assessment needs to be made as to whether or not a jury would still have likely convicted, even if they hadn't seen the DNA evidence. And in those circumstances, you know, also there will be talk about doing retesting. That might not always be a possibility. And there may well be some need for quite a few retrials.
That's mind blowing for that many cases. And the 653 is, or 652 is all we know about right now. Obviously, they're still going from 90 to 08 to 94.
And there are people who have probably already completed their prison sentences whose cases, and maybe people who are no yeah. longer with us, maybe people who are deceased who completed their prison sentence. So I don't even know how you make things up.
And this would be, I mean, this is Colorado. So would she have been handling cases from all over the state that were sent to her with DNA, or a specific geographic area that has to be reevaluated on those cases? Or is this kind of like the whole state?
Well, the Colorado laboratory, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation does deal with casework across the whole state. They do have more or less branch offices and set up in some different counties. But, you know, by the end of her career, she was the DNA technical lead. She was like the person who supervised all of the testing going on there. And there has been now, at least in the wake of the investigation into Missy Woods, there is now at least one other analyst who has been suspended, actually, for which I think criminal charges are now pending
yeah.
for issues in casework that she had been doing for the past 10 years. So it's a, you know,
it's welcome news for those incarcerated in Colorado, and DNA had something to do with their incarceration. I'm sure they're all trying to look back. Was this person involved? Was this lab involved? Was Missy involved? Was the other individual, Shiera? Is that how you say her name?
I think so.
Shiera,
this is as good as mine.
Winish, yeah. The other analyst.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, aka Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.